5 finance questions to ask yourself before you retire. Whether giving up work is a dream in the distant future or right round the corner, planning is essential. Retirement opens doors to exciting prospects like travel, hobbies, and more quality time with loved ones, but thinking about all the financial decisions around it can feel overwhelming. In the lead up to giving up work for good, questions around pension pots, annuities, and tax become increasingly important, and tackling these less exciting details now will enable you to enjoy the fun stuff later without the added stress. To help make the transition smoother, we enlisted the help of Robert Cochrane, retirement expert at Scottish Widows, who has outlined 5 essential financial questions to ask yourself before stepping into this next chapter of life. 1. Should I combine my pension pots? Track down any lost pensions by using the government's pension tracing tool and consider if you should combine them into one so it's easier to manage. It could save you money too, says Cochrane. I would also recommend visiting PensionWise, the government free service for over 55s. 2. How much state pension am I entitled to and when is it due to kick in? Look at when your state pension is due to come in and how much you're on track to get, advises Cochrane. The HMRC app is really good for this. It tells you on the homepage when your pension is due to start and what you're on track to get. 3. What type of retirement lifestyle can I realistically expect? The Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association, now called Pensions UK, created something called the 3 Retirement Living Standard Profiles, minimum, moderate, and comfortable, and they're based on expenditure in retirement, explains Cochrane. It takes into account factors like how frequently you're going to replace your car, the type of holidays you want to go on, broadband costs, and how much you spend on presents. These standards have been set on an individual level and a couple level, and are much more achievable on a couple level. According to the Pensions UK website, the minimum living standard is set at £13,400 per year for a single person and £21,600 for a couple. A moderate standard of living requires £31,700 for one person and £43,900 for 2, while a comfortable lifestyle is defined as needing £43,900 for an individual and £60,600 for a couple. There are various tools on the Pensions UK website where you can pick the kind of retirement that you want and then see which one you're actually on track for. 4. Do I know the tax implications of retiring? There are a number of different ways you can access your pension savings, and there are tax implications for each of these. One of the most common mistakes people make is not thinking about tax enough. Since pension freedom has been introduced, people have been accessing their money earlier and have been taking out lump sums of money more often. Most people accessing their pensions at 55 years old will be able to take out 25% of their pension tax-free. But if you take it out as income all in one go, you maximise the tax you have to pay. So I would strongly encourage people to know what the tax implications are before they start taking any money out. 5. Do I want a pension annuity? If so, what type? An annuity is a guaranteed income for life and it's an irreversible decision. So once you make that decision, you've got to stick by it. There are a whole host of different types of annuity with all kinds of guarantees, but one of the most popular, which pays the highest levels of income, will be on a single life basis with no guarantees. Despite the popularity of this, Cochrane stresses that it's not necessarily always the best type to get, particularly if you're in a couple. This is because on average, women live longer than men, and men traditionally have bigger pension pots. So if a man goes and takes out a single basic annuity for the highest possible income he can get with no guarantees, when he dies, his spouse will get nothing from that fund. So it's particularly important for couples to talk to each other about this. Are you willing to forego what is usually a really small amount of initial income to have a guarantee of an income for your loved one upon the death of the first spouse?